because it's children playing soccer, which to me is really awful.
Hello and welcome. We are back. It is the Baller Lifestyle Podcast from theballerlifestyle.com. I am, as always, your host, Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining the show. I very much value your patronage. Know that. As much as I make fun of you guys, I really like you, and I need each one of you to tell 50,000 of your closest friends to listen to my show. Do that. Special bonus episode. Now, this is a non-sequential Baller Lifestyle Podcast. It is not episode 136. You'll hear that later this week. This is just bonus content. This is just a freebie. This is just extra. No commercials, no plugs, no nothing. It's just me and my close friend, very special guest of the show. A lot of you guys like hearing this guy. We were able to wrangle him today. Of course, I'm talking about the great Travis Rogers. Travis, how are you?
You should call this podcast 135.1. Because that way it would fit in, but it doesn't really.
But then would I have to do nine other ones in between?
No. Well, just no, not necessarily.
I also have a separate counting structure for the Bachelor podcast that I do, and those are counted on their own number. But I still put them. I don't have a separate iTunes account for that show because I want the people that have subscribed to the regular show to just get it.
Makes sense.
Just even if they don't want to hear
when
it,
you said that you like the people, you more meant that you like their money, right?
Well, no, I like. See, I'm not like you. I'm not too good. I'm not too good for my fans.
Well, that's
not
true.
I'm just right there in the mix with them. I'm a regular guy. I'm just one of the guys.
Me too.
I'm just here. Got my buddies, my listeners. Just get along with them.
Yeah,
they're good dudes. Yeah.
I understand. I like to mingle with the people myself, as long as it's not more than like one or two at a time.
Well, and not in person.
No.
Yeah. This is just a virtual.
Can you imagine?
Thing. No. Well, I mean, yeah, I could.
You could.
I've shared many a beer with our people.
Yeah, I've had a few.
Yeah, that's true.
Probably not as many as you.
Yeah.
We were trying to get a hang done that at one point, but it really never materialized because really I didn't want to pay for it, and neither did anybody else.
Right. Well, at one point they had it sponsored.
Yeah.
That they were going to fly you and I out there.
Right, the two of us.
To do, and somebody was going to, a bar was going to put up some money, and then another sponsor was going to put up some money. But it was a paltry sum of money to give up a weekend.
It would have been, I don't want to say it would have been less than minimum wage because that's insulting to minimum wage people. It would have worked out to about $2 an hour.
Right. And also
and that's not including the travel time. Right. That's and including the time
also
that we were
the
there.
Expense of just being gone.
Yes.
You know,
well, it creates issues when you're gone, the things that you're usually here doing don't get done. And then people get tense.
That's right.
People get very tense when the things that need to get done don't get done.
I'm leaving for work. Right. Oh, yeah, your work is getting wasted at a bar with a bunch of sycophants. Well, yes.
This weekend, or isn't that a fantasy weekend? That's what it would have been.
That's what I'm getting up to. So, yeah.
Some people showed up in Vegas.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, a few. Not enough.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was ever supposed to be.
Well, that was a weird thing because it was super weak.
Yeah.
But there was no like events planned around it. It's
quite
just
the opposite.
You just doing the normal show that you did from a different place. But the thing is, when you listen to a show, you don't really care what location the person is talking, where he's talking
Turns
into a
out
microphone.
That's really not that important.
You could have just said you were at the other place.
Well, it was the opposite of super week because we would go the week where there was literally nothing going on.
Yeah.
It was Major League Baseball All-Star Weekend and there was nothing going on.
That's the
black
the most
hole of
dead
sports.
People.
Yes.
People with more juice in the radio industry, they tend to take that week off.
Yeah,
that's a vacation.
Well, I didn't
week.
Do that. We didn't have real juice and any of those sorts of deals.
That was cool, but it had to be disappointing to the super weak super fans that showed up, and they were probably like, what's going on? Like, where's the events?
Well, there weren't any events. That was what was so awkward. And the best part was when you would win the weekend, you were responsible to get yourself there.
Oh, to Vegas.
Yeah.
So they got you a room
for one night. Yeah. Maybe two. It might've been two. Mine, maybe two. Yeah, it was weird. It was weird. And by the way, great place.
Yeah.
Love the Palazzo.
Yes.
I think it was more of the other guys that were dropping the ball.
Right. Yeah. I think you're right. So now you're here today because you're one of your children has soccer practice.
Near the world headquarters.
Near the Baller Lifestyle world headquarters.
Right.
And you're a big fan of youth soccer, right?
No.
What?
No. No, I'm the opposite of whatever a fan would be. I sit there very quietly. I don't say a word because more than anything, I don't care.
Yeah.
Because it's children playing soccer, which to me is really awful. You know, like you're supposed to, like the sound of children laughing and playing games is supposed to be one of those wonderful sounds.
Yes.
The sound of children playing soccer is accompanied by the sound of parents watching their children play soccer, right, which is arguably the worst sound in the world.
Yeah, there's
always... And it's soccer.
There's always... See, I used to, when my kids played soccer, I would volunteer to coach because I felt like that's something that I should do just because I want more than anything, I want my children to have my face in their memories.
Right.
So they can't go, well, yeah, you weren't right. No, I was there.
Yeah.
I was there. I was at that bullshit.
Yeah.
And there was always, I remember when I was coaching my daughter's team and there was one girl and she was so much more dominant than she was on our team.
Like that New Zealand rugby player that's been all over YouTube.
It was like that. It was like that. She would, the game would start, she would take the kickoff and she would just start running train all day. She'd score 8-9 goals in the first half. And I'd have to be, I can't remember her name, but her name
was She was a teammate or an opponent?
She was a teammate. Okay. And her name was like initials. And it was like TJ or something. And at halftime, I would be like, hey, TJ, just see the half field line, midfield. Just don't go past that. Just hang back
here.
Hang back here. Like, if you see somebody on the other team with the ball, you can kick it away, but don't go chase it down and start dribbling. But she didn't really understand that. And I think a lot of it had to do with her old man screaming at her from the sideline.
Go, TJ, go.
Yes. And TJ was the most dominant player in the league by like 100-fold. And yet the yelling never stopped.
The
rooting interest. But, and yeah, it's like you say, these kids, you know, they're not super skilled. There's always like one or two that's really good. But imagine like if we were in Germany, where they take those kids.
Well, you remove them from their families very early. They're identified early.
You put them in an academy.
Right. TJ would not be living with mom and dad anymore.
Oh, no. Yeah. And they're probably.
They do that in Canada with hockey players too. And sometimes it doesn't go well.
No, that's true. Because when you isolate children, people that are looking for isolated children,
nowhere to go.
They sort of find and they go, hey, this might be a good job for me.
Yeah, hockey coach.
It's like they ask you, what do you like to do? You go, oh, well, I like working on cars. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, maybe you should be, you know, they try to upsell you a little bit. Maybe you should be an engineer. If you like spending time with children who are separated from their parents, maybe coaching.
Well, most of them are probably okay.
That's right.
Well, most of them are okay.
A few of them slip through the cracks, Trav.
I just, the soccer, the worst part about being a soccer coach is that it's soccer.
Yeah.
And there's really not much you can do.
It's a beautiful game.
Keep it out of the middle.
Yeah.
Get it to the middle.
But
get it out of the middle and keep it
But they always put it right there in the middle. Yeah. They always put it right in front of that goal, don't they?
I don't really like soccer people as a rule.
Yes. Oh,
They wear the shoes and the shorts and oftentimes those pegged sweatpants. I'm not a big group.
Yeah. You know, I have a sweatsuit like that.
Actually. I know you do.
I do. I have an Adidas.
You wear it ironically.
No, what do you mean?
No. Stop
it. It's, you know, it's starting to get, although it warmed up, it was starting to get cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's my least favorite season right now, fall.
It's the best
season. The worst season
Football,
of the year.
Cool air.
It's freezing. Although it's not right now. It's warmed up. We've gotten a little Indian summer. Although today, with the humidity.
It's gross.
Water came out of the sky and landed on my car, Trev.
I didn't see any. I didn't get any of that.
Water fell. The clouds.
Well, you're super inland here, so you probably got a different weather system than I get.
This is down by the beach. This is on my commute. This is on.
You sure it wasn't dew?
This is on the 405 freeway. Actual droplets. And the same thing happened last week. This is two times in 2 weeks that droplets have fell from the sky and landed on my vehicle.
I have to believe it to see it.
This is bullshit.
Yeah, I don't mind cold. I don't mind. I'm well insulated, so when the temperature drops a little bit, I still feel pretty comfortable. And when the opposite is true, also when it gets warm, I tend to sweat a bit. I'm a bit of a sweater.
Guys like you and I, we run a little hot.
Yeah.
And it's, you know,
well, it's because you're Latin blood.
I have Latin blood.
Right.
So I don't. I'm very warm blooded.
Passionate.
Yes. Yes. I'm a man of great passion. That's absolutely right. Speaking of things you're passionate about, mm-hmm. you once wrote a death threat to Dieter Brock.
Well, the more I think about it, I think a death threat might be an oversimplification. It was more of a threatening letter. Yes. I don't think I said I was going to kill him.
Right.
I think I said that he sucks and he should be embarrassed and his family hates him and mm-hmm. maybe go away forever, go back to Canada with the Blue Bombers.
Yeah, was that where he came from?
He did come from Winnipeg. I believe he's in a Blue Bomber Hall of Famer.
Oh, really?
I believe that's true. Wow. But I was upset.
Yeah, that was a bummer. But now
my mom wouldn't let me mail
it. It's come full circle.
Yeah.
Now you're working with the newly re-emerged LA Rams.
Right.
And I saw them out there this weekend.
Yeah.
And they had those throwbacks on.
Pretty sweet.
That's a pretty good looking gear. And so they won. And so here's the here's what you did. Here's what I imagine you did on mm-hmm. your post-game show after the game. You said,
I have a feeling I know how this is going to go.
on the positive, here's a positive. Uh-huh. One win. Here's a negative. Zero touchdowns.
9 points.
points on the season.
They've played 8 quarters of football and they've scored 9 points, which is more than a point a quarter.
It's going to be a long year. And I was looking at the game yesterday, and they're playing in the Coliseum, which mm-hmm. is a temporary home.
Yeah.
No big deal, but not a lot of shade out there. Oh. And it was like 85 degrees yesterday. People had to be cooking to death.
Susan was telling me that they had something like 30 people treated for heat stroke or something.
Yes.
It was crazy. And everybody's slugging beers, and you're right. There's no shade out there. I'm in the press box, so I'm fine.
Oh, yeah. It's nice and cool up there. Yeah.
I'm fine.
Do you see a lot of the LA, the legendary LA media up there?
Like, no, they're all, well, you know, it's different now.
Yeah.
Jim Hill's at everything.
Right.
So he's at everything mm-hmm. and he's kind of the godfather of the whole crew. Like he's in charge and everybody knows him and he's earned his stripes to be sure. But
30 plus years in LA.
At least, right? I mean, he was on TV when we were 10 years old.
Doing sports nightly. Still not really very competent in reading the prompter.
Well, he has other skills.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Pete, the athletes like him. The fans like him. Mm-hmm. He's a hard worker. But no, because think about it. Who's the other dean of the LA sports scene?
It's Fred Rogan.
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying he wasn't there, but I didn't see
him. He doesn't get out there.
I didn't see him.
He's too big for that.
Fred wasn't there.
He's hanging with Fritz.
Yeah,
this is local. This is local. This is very local. Yeah. This is very, you have to be very LA to understand. But Fred is he's the dean of LA sports. And on the same channel, they're on the NBC affiliate. There's a weatherman called Fritz.
But it's the same weatherman in every city in America.
He's
just ours is called Fritz.
Failed comedian. You got to wonder, though. These guys in the 80s, local news.
Yeah.
Local news.
Big bucks.
Was
lots of cocaine and lots of money.
There was a guy here in LA. He was a big time dude. He was called Paul Moyer. He sounds like he was a bit of a douche. But this guy was pulling, like in the 90s, $2 million a year.
To read the news.
To read the news twice a night.
6 and 11.
6 and 11, because he's the bit. That's the slot.
Sweet spot, right.
Now, you got to be, no one's getting $2 million anymore to read the news on the local news.
I wouldn't think so.
But it's still, if you're getting a few hundred grand or read the news.
It still pays good money.
It's going to pay. But when you're one of the guys that was getting $2 million and now you're getting $250,000, that's got to smart a little bit.
Hopefully you bank some of the
$2 million. Put it away.
But nobody watches that anymore.
I do. I watch the local. What was on when you showed up today? When you came to my house, what was on TV?
Commercial, I think.
It was the local news. Uh-huh. We keep the local news on around here.
Why? Do you need to know where a fire is 30 miles from here? Do you need to know where...
You know what it is? It's like talk radio. It's something that's actually happening that moment. It's the world is happening right now, mm-hmm. and these people are talking right now while I'm in my house. I don't know why I need
that. You like that.
Yeah, I like to know.
But they don't
talk
about anything interesting.
No, they don't.
Ever.
They don't. No.
Ever.
It's the local news these days is YouTube clips.
Yeah.
They're just playing stuff that you see on your Facebook page. And the other thing they do is they go, hey, hashtag us. And then then you go, hey, I saw this accident.
People are trolling the anchors.
Yes.
You know, Hey, what's up, Colleen Williams? Yes. Hashtag yes. NBC4.
That's right. Hey, Fred, what's up with that guy Fritz? What's going on with Fritz?
When was the last time something happened? You're like, hey, I need to know more about that. Let's find out what the local news has to say about it. Nobody does that.
No. Well, because you have it. It's on the internet. You just look on Twitter.
Right.
And it's always on Twitter first.
It's not several hours later and some guy standing there reading what he got from the public administrative office. I hate the local news.
Now, before we move off local news, here in LA, and they have this guy everywhere. We have a weatherman. He's on.
Which one?
Of course, I'm talking about Dallas Raines.
Oh, yeah.
And Dallas Raines took over for a guy called Johnny Mountain. These guys,
Rich Fields is on there now.
Yes,
too.
These guys. Oh, he's on Channel 9. These guys make up their names. Uh-huh. These are invented names. They decide I'm going to be a weatherman. I need to come up with a weather name.
You know who they have now? I don't think he's a weather guy anymore. But there's a guy named Alex.
Oh, I know Alex. Alex,
not
is,
Alex.
No, Alex. Alex is really good looking. That's the other thing. Is local news. All of the field reporters are super hot.
Well, it's television. It's a visual medium.
It started out with where the anchor lady was like, "You look like your mom's best looking friend."
It's very,
you know, it's like she
Kelly,
was.
What was that lady?
Kelly
name?
Lang.
Kelly Lang.
It wasn't like you're not looking at her and you're going, "Oh, she's super hot." Like I'd like to hit that, but you look at her and you go, "Oh, that." It's like if she was one of my mom's friends, she would probably
makes a good meatloaf. Yes, would let you stay up late on a sleepover.
Nice looking, not too heavy.
Right.
You know, like good shape. But then they go, we got to, you know, this Univision, they got something figured out down there. It turns out you don't need an actual meteorologist to tell you the weather. We got these Dopplers and we just feed them the information anyway. Anybody, we don't need Dallas Raines. Let's get like a model or an ex cheerleader or a Playboy bunny. And so then all of a sudden, every single local channel on every newscast has a hot chick during the weather.
It was an arms race to get the hottest weather woman.
Yes.
And they all tied for first.
Yes.
They all did really, really well.
Tons of super hot weather ladies. Yeah. But now they're like, wait, these programmers, it takes them a while to figure things out. All of a sudden they're
both.
Yeah, they're going, wait.
Both.
We can just put hot people everywhere.
Right.
Like, all our field reporters should be good looking too.
Because the producer is the one doing the work.
That's
He's the one that goes up to that cop who hates his job and says, hey, what's going on over there? How many bodies? And he goes, yeah, there's like three of them in there. And he goes, yeah, is it pretty bad? Yeah, it's pretty bad. And then the guy just walks back and tells the guy or the woman like, hey, three bodies and it's bad. And then she stands up there and says, yeah, there are three bodies. According to sources inside the department, there are three bodies and it's really bad. That's how it works.
The hardest thing they have to do is remember their 30-second report without any ums or us.
Right.
And then and they knock it out.
No, it's not that hard.
They say it over. I've been on these press conferences. I've been out in the field. I've seen this go on.
Right.
They look at their yellow pad and they read it over to themselves like 20 times right before they go on the air. And then they just drop the yellow pad and start talking to
them. And then the only thing they have to do is get their out cue right. So they know how to roll the tape.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's it. And they really style that. Really like have that well practiced.
Absolutely.
Did you watch? I know you're not an award. Oh, wait. I know what's something that you do watch. Mm. I need info on this because me, hashtag hetero, I'm not in on these things. Your favorite show, Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, it's not my favorite
Last week, renowned chlorine drunk moron Ryan Lochte was accosted during his foxtrot on the Dancing with the Stars. And here's what I need to know. He clearly staged that, right? I know he's too stupid, but he probably has management. He has handlers that could have helped him with this.
Staff.
There's no way that there's people in the world that are so upset with Ryan Lochte that they would try to attack him.
I'll be honest.
Yeah.
From one, I didn't see it, so I don't know.
But you got a DVR.
Now, you know what? Susan stopped watching it, so I was out shortly after
that. Yeah, bummer.
But you're right. I'll be honest. Until you had just told me about Ryan, started talking about Ryan, I literally have not given him a second of my mental horsepower from the moment he left the country.
No.
Because he is so uninteresting to me.
Yeah.
He's
a swimmer.
He's in a stupid human being.
He's real dumb.
He's uninteresting.
Yes.
He tries to be interesting by coining a stupid catchphrase,
getting
his mom talking about how much sex he has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's that machine is trying to make him go.
Yeah.
Only there's nothing. There's
money there. Like these Wheaties boxes, these guys get a lot of, they make a lot of money. They get a lot of endorsements.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. But Ryan Lochte is, there's nothing. I see him and I'm like, it's almost like who? Oh yeah, Ryan. Yeah, no, I'm good.
But who?
There's nothing in that for me.
Do you think it's like Brazilian nationals who are like, you fucking embarrassed my country.
No, I need to attack you. They've already forgotten that he left.
This was a staged thing. This was a stage.
I totally agree.
But I will say this: the guys had on shirts that said that had the red slash.
Yeah.
And it said Lochte. No Lochte. And I would give literally anything for one of those shirts. Yeah, I could go online with some clip art and just go and make them like these people did. But I would.
You want an original.
I want the authentic thing. Like,
I understand.
Anybody can buy an Iron Maiden shirt. But if you get an Iron Maiden shirt from a concert in 1983.
That's a good shirt.
That's way better, right?
I would have hope's the wrong word.
Yeah.
I anticipate, not necessarily with great enthusiasm, but maybe a little bit, I anticipate reading about Ryan Lochte's terrible demise.
He's going to have a precipitous fall, that's for sure.
I'm not going to say I'm going to enjoy it, but there's a very good chance I might.
Yeah.
Because I kind of want terrible things to happen to him. Because he thinks he matters on Earth. And
he's been convinced of
that. He can swim fast, and he can do that.
Yes.
And he's a fast swimmer. Right. And other than that, he has no value as a human being.
But he's not as fast as that one other guy that won all the medals. Fast. That guy wins everything.
He'll be in Japan.
But the thing is, well, that's the thing. Like, these guys are going to try to hang on for one more.
Right.
That's the thing. And then it's like, then what they'll do is they'll just go, I'm not, because also, Olympics, swimming.
Mm-hmm.
Why so many events? 50 meters, 100 meters, 112 meters, 200 meters.
How far is a meter? Do we know?
It's 3 meters. Or it's 3 feet, 6 inches. But
so it's a yard? No, so why don't we call it yards?
Or is it 3 feet, 3 inches? So it's fractionally longer than a yard.
Okay. So yards. Let's go with that.
I played golf in Bali.
Yeah. And cobras on the greens.
Well, there's rumors that there's cobras on the green, but I wanted to see them. But unfortunately, when I was there, the cobras were hibernating. It was 85 degrees, but it was winter. But that's not the point. There, you go out on the golf.
85, so you were sweaty the whole time.
Wasn't that bad. It was probably about 80, but pretty humid.
I like it like 67.
That's too cold. But you go out on the course, and at this course, they set you up with a couple of girls, like, they're not
caddies.
I guess they're caddies. They ride on the back of the cart, and they wear those like pith helmets and like scrubs,
like hospital scrubs.
Yeah. Okay. And they're just there to like help you.
Pith helmet is that pointy one. Right. Traditionally you see in Vietnam and things like that.
They wear that. And so you go out on the course and
I like those helmets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You would like everything about these chicks.
Yeah.
And you go out on the course and these chicks, they know this course.
Uh-huh.
They know it inside and out. They're like, here's your line. Here's where you want to set up over here. You're aiming for that tree right there. And then, so I hit my first shot and it's a par five. It's in the middle of the fairway where I usually hit it. And I go, I step up to my ball. Also, I didn't bring any shoes to Bali, so I'm playing just in flip-flops.
You didn't bring any shoes?
No.
You flew halfway across the world and didn't bring a pair of
shoes? Well, I wore shoes because I had an event there.
Yeah.
So I wore some shoes for my event, but this is apropos of nothing. I'm wearing flip-flops. And so when I would go to hit my shot, I would just kick off my flip-flops and swing barefooted. And these chicks were like, thought that was kind of weird. But this is the whole point is what I'm getting to right now. I look around like on the cart, there's not one of those things. And I didn't have walk off HBP there with his range finder.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how the fuck am I? And I'm like looking for one of those like little markers. Yeah. And I'm like sprinkler. And then I'm like, oh wait, I'm like, hey, how far is it? And she's like, in yards or meters.
She knew them both.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I go,
she's like Google.
She goes 185 meters, 175 yards, but they could do that all day from every place on the golf course. Like they're, anywhere you like were, bones. They were like highly trained.
Fluff.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
I'm trying to think of other caddies. That's all I got. Fluff and bones.
Oh, there's
Joe LaCava, oh, yeah, Tiger's guy.
Right. Yes.
Can't wait, by the way.
I feel like you would know most of the caddies. Who's the guy that, who's that Australian guy that got rolled?
Oh, well, that's Robert Allenby, yeah, but he's not a caddy. He's yeah,
but
a
his
player.
But his caddy, his yeah. caddy was somehow involved in by the rolling.
Way, so look, there's what happened with this guy, right? Yeah. And this is just me putting the pieces together.
I mean, you don't have to be Quincy to figure this one out, Trav. This is not Columbo.
Somebody
here.
That he would prefer that we didn't know he went out
he
with.
He met up with him.
Right.
He met up and he was negotiating something.
Right. And it didn't go his way. Well, so they beat him up.
And then she, I'm just guessing.
She.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
She's like, hey, we got a big dollar. This guy's rolling with a stack.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll call in my cousins. Maybe I'll call in my manager.
Right.
The guy who helps me with my business.
Right.
Maybe he'll come
takes
over.
Takes most of the business.
Yes. Maybe he'll come over with a big rock or one of those like leather sacks filled with ball bearings. What's that called? A blackjack.
Yeah.
And just fucking whack Robert Allenby in the eye. And he's so wasted. He's had so many tequilas. He's not going to remember.
No.
He's not going to know.
Well, no. He just say, hey, look, it happens.
I feel like he tried to blame it on the caddy.
Mm-hmm. He tried to blame it on the caddy.
But that's
he tried
what the
to blame
cat-
it on the restaurant.
Oh, wait.
He tried to blame it on the Uber driver or whatever it was.
Who's that guy, Jordan Spieth?
Yeah.
I like his caddy.
Michael Greller.
I like that guy.
I don't like the
That guy's a team player.
Their pronouns are to me, us.
Love that guy. Just
like
that's
either.
A guy. That's a guy you
that
want
guy
in your bag.
Fell backwards into the best bleeping gig ever.
Yeah, I did. He was a math teacher.
He was
teacher.
A math teacher yeah. who was buddies with him. They said, well, hey, you want to come out and help me with this for a couple of weeks?
He must be a pretty good golfer. Because I think they met at some kind of like tournament, some
He's
golf
not
thing.
Good enough not to be carrying the bag.
That's true. That's true.
You know, and I know some of those guys are pretty good
but
players.
All caddies are good golfers, right? Isn't
not
that
all. Most. Yeah. I would say most, but not all.
That Bones McKay.
Some of them are not great golfers. Some of them, yeah. See, the role of professional caddies kind of changed.
Yeah, it's kind of like being a carny.
Right.
Yeah.
So now these guys are on a program. They're pretty fit. They don't do a lot of crazy stuff. Yeah. But for a while, all these guys were ex-cons and druggies
yeah.
and dropouts and unemployable by any normal standard.
They're okay with living on the road.
Right, out of a trunk of your car,
yes.
driving
yeah.
to this place while your guy flies on G5.
Right, also, yeah, I need to see you in Toledo on Wednesday for practice. Yeah. See you later.
Yeah, right,
I'm
don't
going,
be late.
I'm going to Florida for the next 3 days on my right. private jet. You need to get from Phoenix to Toledo.
And I found that the handful of caddies that I've gotten to know,
yeah.
appetites.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
appetites.
Yeah. Well, that kind of lifestyle lends yeah. itself because you're basically on vacation all the time.
Yeah. And alcohol and women and chemicals are things that they have appetites for.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's for sure.
Right.
It's not a bad gig, though.
It's a terrible gig.
In a different life. Because you can make some good. Those guys tip you out. If you get on the bag of a winner.
If you're on a good player. That,
yeah.
Can you imagine being in your Toyota Corolla
no.
and driving that
no.
thing 400,000 miles a
yeah.
year?
Yeah.
You'd
no.
want to put a bullet
yeah.
in your hip brain.
No, that would be bullshit.
Every third day you're on the road?
Right.
No.
Yeah, no.
Nope.
No.
Not happening.
You probably get a lot of cast off trim, though.
No, I think you're mostly dabbling in prostitutes.
You think so?
I think
wow.
you're paying for
wow.
it.
Wow.
I don't think you really get because most of these guys smoke and smell and gamble. They're not really somebody that's
right.
like, well,
yes.
I'm striking out on yes. Jesper Parnevik. Maybe I'll just go for that guy that's a troll. There's a lot of frustrated golf fans there that are going to hit that stop before.
I believe Jesper is a married man, but I picture Jesper. Right. Being able to really clean up on tour.
Yeah, well, he probably doesn't, but he could.
I think he's on the senior tour these days yeah. or Europe or whatever. I'm not sure
Wherever
how they do it. I think he's in his 50s at this
yeah.
point, but he seems like he's got...
Swedish.
I admire his personal style.
Yeah.
He likes to flip the lid
That's
of that hat
stupid.
Up.
That's stupid.
Well, you look at him and you go, hey, there's Jesper.
Yeah, he brings
That's
it
Jesper. It's a J. It's a J sound. It's a J letter, no J sound. It's a yeah. Y. Jesper, he's the guy with the flipped up hat. Like, I recognize him.
Elin.
Yeah.
He's the one that set up Tiger with
Elin. Elin was his nanny.
Elin is extremely good looking.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
A buddy of mine was running on a treadmill at Equinox mm-hmm. one day, and he's like, there was this chick running on the treadmill next to me, this blonde. And he's like, she was so fucking hot. I could not, he's like, it was like shockingly. I was like blown away by how beautiful this chick was. I could not stop looking at her. And then she stopped and like toweled off. And I said, holy shit.
It was her.
That's Elin.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. That doesn't happen very often, but once in a while, you will be in the presence of somebody that's so strikingly beautiful that you're kind of like, yes. I don't mm-hmm. get what's going on with right. that person. Yeah. I can't put it all together in my mind.
Like, what should I know who that is?
Right.
Like,
right.
Is that someone? Is that, should I be? Brinkley. Yeah.
She's
have you
like
seen
that.
Her IRL?
Where was it? Jimmy Kimmel? Rome went to do something that she was on. She, yes, it was just like,
yeah,
whoa.
She's 62.
Yeah.
She's a freak of nature.
Yeah.
She looks great.
I'm a fan.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a
huge
fan.
So the Emmys, that's what I was going to ask you. Mm-hmm. The Emmys were last night. I don't suppose you watched. But
our
movie, the OJ movie.
Cleaned up. Yeah.
Darden won. Cochran won.
Yep.
Marsha Clark won. Big.
No Barbarino. No Uncle. No Ross Kardashian.
That was who? Well, Barbarino lost to Darden.
Darden. Yeah.
And you know, Barbarino, it was an over the top portrayal. It was very campy. So it's probably not one that they were going to reward. But to me, just transcend. Also, Ross Kardashian, I think all three of those guys were in the same category.
Yeah.
So
they
cannibalized each other.
I cannot stop looking at John Travolta.
Well, he's odd looking.
Every time they cut to him in the crowd, his face doesn't emote.
It's great.
You know, like there's no emotion there. Everyone else is able to, and especially for an actor, that's a very odd thing not to be able to emote with your face.
He has to be so weird just in real life.
I'd like to hang with that guy.
Me
just to kind of ride in the back seat and see what happens. Like, I don't want to participate, but I just want to watch.
I definitely, I wouldn't be up for getting a steam.
At 3 a.m.?
Yeah.
Just in a random place.
Late night massage. Yeah. Like, he seems to be fancy. But I'd like to get on his jet, have him get all spiffed up in his pilot's uniform.
Right.
He loves to dress up like a pilot. And he is. He is a
he's a certified pilot.
Checked
out,
like
as they
he can
say.
Fly a he owns because he's super wealthy. Also, he owns a 747 that he flies.
It seems like a little too much.
Expensive hobby.
Yeah,
and he's got all sorts of jets that he flies around. But he seems like
he's still married to Kelly Preston.
They're air quotes married.
I like her.
Oh yeah,
yeah. She was in a movie called
Super Hot.
Oh, God. It was one of the first movies that had really good boob scene in it.
She's Hawaiian. And
Kelly Preston is.
Yeah, you know she's Hawaiian because she does the Hawaii pronunciation.
Oh, she does.
Yeah, when she talks about where she's from. Where did you grow up, Kelly?
Hawaii.
Nice. Yeah. What's
that? Mischief? Maybe Mischief.
Mischief?
Sort of, yeah.
She gets him out?
Yeah,
she gets him out.
She
that,
does
was that when she was
out.
That was that when she was up? Up and coming.
Oh yeah, she couldn't have been 25 years old.
Yeah,
it was a good role for her.
She's really beautiful.
Yeah.
Like if I was gonna get pretend married, I would want like the hottest chick.
What do you mean?
Like if I was gonna have a sham marriage to someone to hide my appetites.
I feel like he doesn't need to do that anymore. It's modern times.
Well, his church.
It's modern times. Everyone's doing
his
it.
His church is not cool with that.
Well,
and
I think if he kept writing the check, they'd be okay.
That's probably true. The church the church audits you. And so what they do is they get you to tell them your deepest, darkest secrets so they can make you a better person.
Right.
But then when you go to leave the church, they go, oh, by the way, remember when we were running tape on all your deepest, darkest secrets?
We still have that.
Keep the checks coming.
I don't think I'd like that.
Notice that those people don't leave. So I was... The early part of this year was for sure. We had this wave of OJ nostalgia. We had the OJ movie, the OJ documentary. It was all OJ. And it looks like the second part of the year is going to be the JonBenet's time.
JB Rams. Yeah, I watched that one on Investigation Discovery.
Yeah, there's multiple competing. I guess it's the 20-year, coming up on the 20-year anniversary, Christmas night.
This is all OJ's fault, by the way, because we came – so obsessed with true crime.
That's true.
And she was the perfect victim because she was a beauty pageant. There was the weird mother. There was John Mark Carr. There's so many sensational elements around it. I had forgotten the amount of creeps that yes. were connected to that family.
Yeah.
And starting with the mother.
Well, we were talking about this earlier and I've talked about it before on the show. I am, as a father, I'm sort of freaked out, but I can't really deal with any, like if I'm watching the local news and some little kid is being abused mm-hmm. or murdered, I can't watch.
It's
I can't.
Hard.
But with this JonBenet Ramsey, I'm fascinated by it. And I think there's a disconnect because the mom always had her painted up like a Toulouse-Lautrec, like a Parisian whore from the turn of the century.
Yeah.
And it's so you don't really think of her as a child. She's like this just sort of doll, this inanimate thing.
She didn't look human. That's right. There's nothing that was childlike about her. She was a six-year-old kid. And like when I was watching the show, they had one picture that they put on a flyer like, please help us find our little girl.
Right.
Where she looked like a little girl. Right. She looked like a six-year-old
kid
is supposed to look.
They really like had to sift through.
It was unbelievable that you're right. She looked like a mannequin.
Yeah.
There was no human. And then you watch those creepy videos where somebody clearly programmed her to perform these skits and these sing songs and these costumes. Long before she was murdered, she was obviously the victim of child abuse.
Also, just from birth, her name was JonBenet.
Right.
Like what was the, like she, well, the mother had this idea of this thing she was going to create. And it started when she gave her that name.
Right. And they should not let you out of the hospital with that. Like, try again.
No.
What do you got?
No.
JonBenet.
No.
Jenny?
No.
No,
that's right. That's a name. That's a name.
Jane.
Yes.
No,
exactly.
No, Jean.
Keep, that's right.
Janet?
That's right.
We're not leaving this with JonBenet. Try again.
This has been a topic on the show before. When choosing a name for your child, it's very simple. Go on the Social Security website, and it has a listing, an archive of all of the most popular, the 100 most popular names from every year. Pick a year, like 1968. Open, click the link. Any one of those is fine. There's boys and girls. You're not going to find that George,
Michelle,
Theodore,
Wally.
Him.
I wish you had Wally.
Yeah.
Gus.
Yes. Oh, Gus. Gotta love a Gus. Not enough Gus's anymore. What happened to all the Gus's?
Rudy.
Rodolfo.
Yeah. That would have been good.
Great,
no, that the JonBenet thing is, so you haven't seen the Investigation Discovery one?
I've only watched the first hour of this CBS one.
Mm-hmm. So at the there's, it's three episodes on Investigation Discovery.
Yeah.
And the climactic episode number three, they have an interview with John Mark Carr.
Yeah, right.
Who, of course, was the guy that confessed to killing
her. He's a hanger-on.
Right.
And
he is, to say he's dealed up doesn't even begin to describe it.
Well, he was in the process of becoming a woman when he confessed to that. He was in Thailand to get to have.
Well, he was in Thailand for the reason that most people go to Thailand.
The same reason Gary Glitter is hanging out over there.
Right.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, people don't go to Thailand just to see what's going on.
Oh, they don't?
No.
Like those guys that go, hey, honey, just. This June, me and the guys, we're just going on a guys' weekend to Bangkok.
Yeah.
No
or
big deal.
I'm just going to go alone.
Yeah. Yes.
No witnesses.
So what did he have to say
about,
because he's just ancillary. He never knew JonBenet.
He says that he did.
Yeah.
He says that he got to meet her several times through the circuit, but he wouldn't explain exactly what that meant because he didn't want to incriminate anyone else.
Whoa.
But he implied.
Yes.
And he implied that there was almost an element of like a brokerage where if you knew the right guy, he could put you in touch at these pageants with the kid. It was a very horrible, creepy thing. And it was, he's also been castrated. He let us know that was interesting.
I feel like that is sort of, that's like the thing of fiction. Like, I don't think that really exists. Not in this country.
I hope not.
Because this is, the Ramseys were very wealthy.
Yeah.
And somebody was doing weird stuff with that little girl.
Yeah,
the mother. But I think inside the home.
Yeah, he's weird. So the way they set it up, it sounds, they said it like the mother.
Right.
And then they brought in a different cop from like a different jurisdiction.
Yeah.
And apparently he was like a real cop. The local Boulder cops were pretty lousy at their jobs.
Yeah.
And they screwed up a whole bunch of things. And it's more likely than not that someone from outside did it. When you watch this thing, if you had to rank suspects, mom's probably number one.
Yep.
But it's not a slam dunk that it's mom.
Yeah, interesting.
It might have been, there was this kid that they found that it also committed a suicide. That there's a lot of pieces that fit there. Dude, it's a really creepy, awful story.
I have to see it.
I keep coming back to the mother. The mother was making her kid do that and perform. No, no 6-year old wants to do that. No. No person on earth wants to do that.
No.
The mother. No. You watch him. I'd forgotten how much I hated her. And I got to I got to relive my hatred for her.
She got hers.
Yeah,
she's not. She's not here for you to hate.
No, she's anymore. Been dead. She's been dead for 15 years.
Yeah,
or something.
2006.
Yeah, she's been dead for a long time.
Yeah, sucks for her. 10 years after.
Sucks for her. The brother's kind of AWOL.
Burke.
Yeah, Burke.
He just got interviewed by Dr. Phil. How does Dr. Phil book these big time people?
Because he'll never ask him anything.
This guy Burke has never. He's never been interviewed.
Yeah.
But it's Dr. Phil will ask, but I don't think he'll let you say no, and then he'll move on.
Right.
Did you kill her? No.
Mike Wallace is not going to accept that for an answer.
Morley Safer, RIP.
Right. We need more of those. We don't have any of those guys anymore.
No. Well, now we have Anderson Cooper.
Yeah. He's kind of toothless.
Yes.
Matt Lauer.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
He did not do very well.
Extremely
poor toothless. Matt Lauer.
Something that I saw during the JonBenet docuseries last night, they've decided to remake MacGyver, a show that I was not into the first time around.
Never watched it.
What is they tried this with?
They're doing it with Lethal Weapon too.
Are they really?
Yeah, on Fox.
It's a show.
Yes.
What is with this? They tried it with Knight Rider. They're rehashing all of these old shows and not the good ones. Where's Chips?
You're right. And I was talking with one of the guys at work about this who allegedly worked in the entertainment industry for a while. And he was saying that the reason they do it is because there's a built-in audience for these shows right away. And if you get lucky and one of them connects, that you don't have to market it from the ground
half
up.
Half the marketing's done already because of the name recognition. And it's not the same show. It's just like it with the same name.
If they came out with Chips, you'd give it 2 episodes. You'd watch it.
Probably.
And if it was shitty, you'd bounce.
Yeah, of course.
But at least they'd get you 2 out of it. Right. And then whereas if they had a show called, I don't know, California Cops on Patrol, you'd be like, nah, I'm out. Unless it had Poncherello, and then I'd watch.
Poncherello.
You know what John every Baker. Episode
is
of Chips
John,
was.
Is John Baker still in the joint?
Larry Wilcox went to jail?
Well, he was, he had a...
He did an embezzlement or a fraud thing.
He had an SEC thing going on. Well, you talk about Chips, and I'm going to find out about
what... Poncherello, every episode of Chips was Poncherello sexually harassing whoever the female lead in the show was. And maybe it was the Bonnie, the blonde hair, or maybe it was one of the guest stars.
They were kind
of
hands off with Bonnie. Bonnie, I feel like rolled with CT, the only guy on the whole CHP that had a car.
Bear had a car.
Oh yeah, two guys had cars.
Yeah.
Everyone else rode bikes and the whole highway patrol
was on a bike.
Yeah, Grossy
was fat.
Grossy was real fat. That's more realistic though. Paunch.
But he would just constantly try to sex the women.
Yeah.
And because it was the 80s, they'd always give it.
Of course.
Because
he's Paunch.
His arms were just so, and he was relentless.
He's Latin.
So they just realized they had to say yes. Because the times.
Very horned up. He had those tight pants. They'd show him in civilian gear, and he'd be driving that Firebird.
Right.
He had that gold Firebird.
And Larry, or John Officer Baker, had that big blue truck.
Yeah.
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 Good show.
Yeah.
Sergeant Gutierrez was a good guy.
Oh, yeah. Gutierrez, I believe. Gutierrez is the father of dreamy movie actor Chris Pine.
No kidding.
Now I got to find out.
He's Captain Kirk, right?
Captain Kirk.
Yeah.
Is his dad. I'm nearly positive.
I learned something today.
Robert Pine. American actor, Sergeant Joseph Gutierrez. Okay, let's find out if Wilcox is doing time because the SEC was on his shit a while back. Yeah, legal troubles.
Uh-oh.
Wikipedia pleaded guilty to criminal charges in 2010. Securities fraud. The old pump and dump.
Uh-oh.
I've never been charged with that.
Uh-oh.
And I'm very guilty of pump and dump, Trav. I can't tell you how many times I have committed a pump and dump. The U.S. alleged kickbacks, stockbrokers, penny stocks, pled guilty.
Did those guys not make enough? Because Paunch is selling Arkansas lakefront
real estate.
3-year
probation, community service, and $100 fine.
So are all the, okay, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
Those guys are in trouble. Poncherello has some financial issues because he's showing up doing crap too.
Yeah.
Are we going to see a wave? Because these, no. Gary Coleman went broke.
The money's different. The money was good back then, really good. But the so money
Charlie
now,
Sheen's not
well,
going
he's
going
to go broke, but he's got the AIDS. His ex-wives, Charlie Sheen had to go to court to get his child support reduced to from $51,000 a month times two.
He was paying $100,000 a month.
Each wife was getting $51,000. They both have two kids. Oh. He had to have it reduced to the paltry sum of $25,000 each.
Hey, 50% savings
per month. Not to mention they already live in homes that he bought for them.
Well, sure.
So they don't. There's your biggest expense doesn't exist.
Your only expense.
Yeah,
right?
You're just putting gas
so
in the car.
Kids from
bought.
Modern Family aren't going to be. They're going to be
no
set up.
They're super rich.
Yeah,
that Sofia Vergara is the highest paid actress
what about
on TV.
The little twerps on the show.
They make good money.
Yeah, so they're okay.
at least a few million bucks a year. Probably more like 10 or 12.
The younger ones got some deals. Like she had she liked to be emancipated and all that stuff.
I think is she an adult?
I don't
know.
Maybe I don't know. Because I understand, I don't know.
I mean, it's...
We should find out before we continue this
because
conversation.
Because I don't know her name. Hold on.
Her name is, I know what her name is.
Oh, of course you do.
Give me... It's Ariel Winter.
Ariel Winter. The thing is, I see her out at like an Us Weekly and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I see her out at like Coachella.
Uh-huh.
And she's out and about
time.
And she's having a good time.
Yeah.
And she's very free.
Really?
She's very buxom.
Yes, she is.
She's very much a woman. She is 18 years old. January 28th.
She had a reduction, I believe.
Yeah. Well, there's still happening. Like there's a lot going on there. Lot happening. But yes, she is of age and she's coming to her own there.
Yeah. I'm going to leave that one alone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, the older sister's boyfriend, he has like body dysmorphia.
Yes. He carved his face to look like Brad Pitt.
Right.
I love
so
this.
So my kids got into Modern Family and they've sort of watched all the seasons.
Well, his face changes.
It looks really weird. And then I read a thing where he's like a young guy.
He's in his 20s.
Yes. Yeah. He's had all this weird plastic surgery and he'll probably never work again because he looks so goddamn weird.
Why is it funny? Because it's a him, whereas if it were
I know,
woman,
it'd be sad.
Like, oh, that's really sad.
It would be sad.
But he, like, we all want to be a little fitter. We'd all like to be maybe a little this, a little of that.
Right.
But the idea of, you know what, can you just keep carving things off of my face until I look like Brad Pitt? Like, that's not okay.
Or adding, like, just go in here to my hip and just chisel off, just ding, 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 Fred Flintstone style. Ding, 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 a chunk of my hip, and then staple it or glue it or screw it to my chin so I can have more of a chin.
That seems like a bad plan.
Really? Like,
I don't, ugh. He's going to regret that.
I was looking, I was on the Emmys last night. I saw that Peter Scolari, the other guy from Bosom Buddies.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I only recently figured out the double entendre of Bosom Buddies. I just thought bosom buddies meant they were close friends.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize that
they were wearing bosoms.
Yes. That's because they were dressing like women.
Right.
Also, like, how did this pass for entertainment? Because they looked nothing like women. How are we supposed to accept the premise that that all the broads that lived in their building couldn't tell these were the same guys that were trying to sex them at the advertising office?
Fair question.
You ever notice? You ever see somebody like from across a restaurant or an airport or something, and you just see the back of their head, and you can't make out who they are, but you know who they are because you just recognize them, and they're in your brain because you've seen them enough times.
Right.
Well, I mean, isn't it the same for Kip and Marty? I can't remember. One was called Kip.
I can't remember
what the other one.
Was Tom Hanks Kip?
Tom Hanks was Kip. The point is, this is where I was going with this. This Peter Scolari,
he's
a fantastic actor. Don't want to take anything away from him. But this guy, in an effort to stay relevant and get cast, this guy made the ultimate sacrifice and he got the plugs.
Oh no!
And he's got
The cornrow looking thing
he
going.
He didn't have like the early plugs, and he's probably had some plug maintenance done in between. But you could see he's combing it back because the thing about the plugs is you continue to go bald behind the plugs.
Oh no.
So they got to keep plugging. They plug the front, they set up that hairline, they started off with that first one, the one that looked like they taped off and colored in with a Sharpie. And now it doesn't have to be perfect. They kind of like set it up, but I could see, I noticed. I looked and I could see between the lines. I could see what he was trying to do. He's trying to cover up the bald from behind the plugs.
He should get suction plugs like those people that tried to get me to do.
You should have done that.
Yeah, no,
you should have done that. They're getting better at doing the plugs.
I went through the presentation. Yes. See, what we do is we just suck them out of the back.
Yes.
And then we'll just basically like hot glue gun them into the front.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I'll be happy to read the commercial and talk about it.
Yeah.
If you want somebody that I can be a spokesperson, but I'm just not really interested in doing that. Well, why not?
Yes.
Because I just don't really feel comfortable doing it. Well, why not?
Oh, yeah.
And I said, well, I'm just not really a plug sort of guy. You know, I said, you know, to me, it means a certain thing that I don't want to be. I don't want to be a plugs guy.
When you said, I'm not really the plug sort of guy, did the salesman that accompanied you break his pencil in half? Because I picture that's what happened.
Well, they kept saying, well, you know, you don't have to do it. We're still going to, and I'm saying, well, then I don't want to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
How about you
just give me the money?
Yeah, I'm just not really.
Also, if you don't.
I can't sell plugs, Brian. My whole deal has been making fun of things like plugs.
I was in your corner. I was saying, hey, what could go wrong? Just
everything.
Get the plugs.
Especially, number one, I would be the guy that got plugs.
Especially if they suction them out. Because before they took a big strip, they harvested a strip.
I think they still use that word.
From the back of your head. Yeah. And so you'd have this big, you better not go bald in the back because you got a big space that they cut out of the back of your head. So, and that's covered with hair. So it's like, it's all good. But now they can just suction them out. Mm-hmm. They just take a little vacuum.
Yeah. Little chunks.
And then they just with a syringe.
They also described it. The pain was minimal, which means quite a bit.
Yes. Well, they didn't say no pain.
Right. Painless means no pain.
Did they say discomfort?
They said minimal pain.
Oh, if they're using the actual word pain, that's a good deal of pain.
Minimal pain.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. What if
your leg is minimal
pain. I've heard that those plugs can get infected.
I'm sure they do.
What if?
It's surgery.
Yes.
They're going to suck your hair out and then blow it back into the front
and
of your head.
And it's not like they're doing this in a proper
They do it in like the back
room.
Of a Vons.
Yes. It's just in, in some guy's office. Some guy of dubious.
I'll shill for products, you know.
Of course.
But there is a limit.
You were doing that freeze the fat one for a while. That was a good one.
They offered me, but see, here's the deal.
Did you freeze that fat?
They offered, like, we'll give you, like, six. I'm like, guys, I'm not a plastic surgery person.
Session. Well, that's just freezing of the fat.
But no,
there's no surgery.
The guy is like the guy that's super pulled.
Yes.
Like the nose flared out and the eyebrows arched. Like he looks like a Bill Hader character from Saturday Night Live would look if he were a plastic surgeon.
And this is the freeze the fat guy?
He's like, no, it's really an easy thing. You just come, I'm like, no, you understand? I can never be seen in your office because then I'm the guy that's friends with you.
Right.
But if I send someone else in, I can say, hey, they had a great time. Yes. They said, but no, I wasn't going to freeze the fat or get suction plugs.
Well, we got hopefully some more of these offers come along
we'll
and you
see.
Consult with me.
Yeah, well, I usually do.
Because
I usually run them by you.
I'm 100% in the bag for freezing of the fat.
No,
freeze the shit out of that fat trap. No. Freeze that fat.
No.
Suction plugs. This we need to look into this. They're getting better. I wouldn't say they've perfected
it. I'm trying to think which one I would be more likely to do. I think I'd be more likely to freeze the fat.
Yeah, because that there's not really you're pot committed once you do those suction plugs. It's right on the front of your fucking head.
When they freeze that, have you ever left like a ice pack on your knee or your for too long?
Yeah,
and that the flesh gets kind of like almost like hard.
Yeah, you got to use a kitchen towel. You put a kitchen towel in between because it actually burns you. That's a burn.
And I've had that a few. That's when they're done with that stuff. Sometimes it looks like
on the inside.
Yeah, but I don't want
that. They freeze it on the inside. And then the just natural processes of your body carried out as waste.
I said to Susan, and I said exactly that. It goes out through your system. She goes, your fat isn't connected to either your stomach or your urinary tract. Yes. It doesn't go in. It just doesn't leave. Yes. It has to go somewhere.
That's right. She understands. She's a medical professional.
Well, yeah, she wasn't.
She understands how the body works.
Yeah, so that's not how that works, apparently. I don't know. I didn't do it.
All right, buddy. I appreciate you coming by.
Yeah.
Doing this. I like hanging doing out. This. A little bonus episode of the Baller Lifestyle Jean Podcast. Benet. Yeah, a little just bullshitting. Just having a chat.
JonBenet.
Not really any pre-thought out ideas. No. Nothing really to talk. We can, you know who's coming back soon?
Tiger Woods. Yeah.
Tiger Woods is
coming back. I can't wait.
I bet that Joe LaCava is excited about that.
I bet he is. I bet everybody else on tour is terrified. Because this time he did it right. He took care. He talked to his physio.
Yeah.
He's ready to go.
This guy had 3 back surgeries last year.
Right.
And before he got hurt, he was kicking ass. He didn't win majors, but he was winning tournaments.
Number one player in the world.
Yeah. He was kicking ass.
He
now he's back.
He was playing possum too.
Yeah,
that he's been like, you know, I don't know if I'm ever gonna be able to come back. It might be the end. He's setting them all up.
Yeah,
he's setting them all up.
Those guys except for Y.E. Yang, of course.
He's giant red rooster on his shoulder. Yes. Whatever happened to that guy?
I don't know. I think he might be on the Asian tour. A guy that used to sell me weed in high school won a tournament on the Asian tour.
No kidding.
Yeah,
good weed.
Oh yeah, the best.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. That's it. I really appreciate you being a guest on the show, Trav. Yeah. We will definitely have you back soon. I know the audience appreciates it. I get a lot of emails. When is Travis coming back on? So we found a way because he had to trek his kid way out here for youth soccer. We connected. We made a show. Hope you guys like it. Until next time, for Travis Rogers, I'm Brian Beckner. This has been the Baller Lifestyle Podcast from theballerlifestyle.com. We'll see you next time.